Dakota County Board of Commissioners, Dakota County Board of Corrections, Monday, March 8, 2010, 4 p.m.
Ready?
Meeting come to order. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to this room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call roll, please.
Busquet.
Here.
Rohde.
Here.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Here.
McLarty.
Here. You have received a copy of the minutes for February 8th and February 22nd.
So moved to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the due minutes. Any corrections, deletions, changes? Hearing none, would you call roll?
Rohde.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Busquet.
Yes.
Okay. Have a board of corrections, please. At this time, we're going to recess and go to the Board of Corrections, and I don't have my agenda for that. I got one. Thanks to the attorney, I got one. Okay, so we will now call the Dakota County Board of Corrections to order, and a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to this room and is available for review by all citizens. Call roll.
Rohde.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Busquet.
Yes.
Okay, you have received a copy of the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Any corrections or deletions? Call roll.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Busquet.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Terry.
Okay, what you have there is the report. That's what we did in February, and we had reduction in the number of county inmates, held relatively steady with the number of federal inmates. Our total in-house population, average daily population for last month is 107 in both facilities. Marshall's income was 46,576. We took 2,795 from ICE. The calendar year, first 2 months of 2010, we've had 102,792 in federal income. For the fiscal year, about 433,914. You see what our figures are, how much it costs to house individuals. Now, February looks like our per diem rate for inmates is $62.45. Took a pretty good sized jump. So I looked at that to see what the cause of that was. And I found that we have finished two-thirds of the way through the current fiscal year. And we're 60% of budget expended, or 7% under budget. That totals about 194.5 that were under budget. So the actual dollar spent is down. We're $19,000 more in the same period last year for the fiscal year in terms of expenditures. For inflation, if you figure we put 2% inflation in there, that should be $33,000. So $19,000, we're spending less than inflation. And for the first 2 months of this year, we're spending $37,000 less than we did last year. So the increase in our per diem cost is attributed to a drop in jail population. First 2 months of 2009, our average daily population was almost 134 inmates. And in 2010, it's about 107. So we have those costs spread out over a smaller population, and that's why the per diem rate's higher. But our actual expenditures are lower, and we have a 26-month low for our inmate population. In fact, if you go the first 8 days of March, we're under 100 people, and inside, we're 97.75 for people inside, so we're down considerably in our population. However, there will be a jail meeting in Kearney, Nebraska that we attend annually. That will be in the last part of April. Jail Standards meets at that same get-together, and they have their quarterly meeting there. We're going to appear at that quarterly meeting, and this is where we make our presentation to get a 5-bed increase. I talked to Denny Minkomer this last week, and he says it looks good that we're going to get that 5 beds. If the weather holds, or it gets warm anyway, should say holds if it gets warm, by that time in April, we'll have the last of our fire marshal's corrections made. And when we meet in April at Jail Standards, then I will ask, I'll bring the report forward, and we should get two things. We should get our increase in population go from 99 to 104 in terms of our cap, and we should get full compliance with Jail Standards, and those two things will come to pass in late April.
Questions for Terry? Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Going on miscellaneous, none that I know of. Any board member questions or reports on the jail? Public comments on the jail? Questions, anyone that wishes to address the board about the jail? It's not on the agenda.
Okay. I have a question.
We can't hear her. She'll need to stand up at least so that we can and speak loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Dorothy Weston-Yankee, and I just wonder what he contributed the reduction in the population in the jails.
February is traditionally a slow month. It is this year, it was last year, and it was the year before. So I think we've got a seasonal low, and we're just enjoying the low before the storm, I'm sure, because when it gets warm, we'll have some increase in population. But right now, it's in good shape.
I was hoping you would say that it was because of all the good laws.
You'll have to speak up, please, because we can't hear you up here.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my first time here. I just thought he would say that it's all the law enforcement we have in
Scott
County. So,
okay, your question's answered?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Reference to the jail. Okay, then I will entertain a comment to adjourn the Board of Corrections.
So moved.
Yes.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the Board of Corrections. Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurie?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, we'll now reconvene into the Board of Commissioners. Mr. Pease is here.
Sir.
Floor is yours. This has in reference to a four-wheeler and trailer, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'd like to address you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And I got some pamphlets here I'd like to pass out. Just a some spec sheets and some bids of actually what I'm talking about, if you'd like to have one. What I'm here in front of the board is to ask approval to purchase a four-wheeler and a trailer to haul in, plus a spare equipment on it. In this sheets of pass around, you'll actually see I went out locally and got three local dealers for bids, and one of them local dealers was Harris Brothers Cycle, and they deal in used vehicles or used ATVs, so I really didn't go see them properly like a bid ref. But Champion Cycle was one, and Midwest Sales was the other. And what is on there is actually four ATVs and prices, and they range from $5,400 to $6,600. And in talking to Silverly's dealers, I know you guys, the board members, also already purchased some from them. But probably the ATV I was really looking at it is the Honda 500 ATV. And with this, I also went through some financing because my budget will was stand the cost. It's going to be on a 2-year cost base where I pay half this year and half next year. and on the Honda 500, he would accept a half at time of purchase, and the other half would be given to him at, in July when the new budget year comes.
Second half when?
In July. That was when my new budget comes into effect.
When the new budget comes in, okay.
Correct. And I'd have to take the other half of it.
I'll declare that, okay.
There would be no finance charge. Now, the other was through Champion Cycle. He does have finance plan, but it had to be on an individual basis. And talking to Joan, that basically would not fly with the county. But we could go through the county and get financing if we need to be, if we choose to get that ATV. So I'm looking probably at $6,900 for the Honda. And the trailer itself, I went through, I got four bids on them, and there's none, they're all different. But what I've been for is the March trailer, which is $1,170, because it's a heavy-duty trailer with solid sidewalls, a 3,500-pound axle. It's just a good commercial trailer that stand up. Wouldn't have near the balance and the spring action, et cetera, you know. The sprayer unit itself, when I originally approached these ATV dealers, I talked to them, but they're not sprayer equipment people, so I backed off that and said I'd just purchase a sprayer myself through a local wholesale dealer because I can do a much better job that way. And we were talking probably a small amount of money, a couple hundred dollars. So I never get no bids on that. I can go through these other four-wheelers, like Midwest had the first one was a Suzuki for $78.99, but then when I went back to him and talked to him about the upgrades, I also went from a 2-ply tire to a 6-ply tire right off the bat because this 2-ply tire would not stand up in the county road ditches for heaviness, etc. So that approximately added another $200 onto the bill, which is on your bid sheets. Excuse me. Otherwise, the rather than being there's a different size there, but they're all basically the same old ATV and it all work. But I'd like to hear some comments from the board, if I could, please.
What is the most you use the four wheeler for? What do you use it?
Okay, a lot of it be in the road ditches where it's too slay and excellent for my
for spraying
my, my spraying or my pickup. And and there again, I'm wanting to start doing some state spraying, which is inaccessible for me to do. Plus, it's just too hard on my spray truck.
Sure.
I was kind of laid off in the state spraying for the reason that I was paying out in repairs, et cetera, and it just eating up my time. But with this ATV, I feel like I could do some spraying and make some income for the county. And the time I'm taking chasing down the state and getting a job, then like this, will take that time and do spraying and generating money. So it would be one of the pluses. As far as the actual money value, if we talk about $1,000, $1,500 would be in the ballpark, I feel I could do adequately bring back.
The reason I'm asking you, because I've been using some four-wheelers myself for the last 7-8 years. And if I'm going to buy the 360 versus 650, which is I never had a 650, I got 750s, and I got one 360, and the difference on the power is huge. I mean, between the 360 and the 650 or 750. The 360, uphill with the not too much load, you know, you're going to get stuck. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not really a heavy. I won't recommend it to myself.
Oh, you wouldn't? Okay, I'm looking at the Honda 500.
Oh, you're looking at the Honda.
This is I'm probably going. It's a little.
You know, what's
the Honda 500 is a four-wheel drive.
Correct.
Okay. It don't have power steering?
No, it don't. None of them do, he said. I went back and talked to him, Rick, and he said, no, that particular model does not have power steering. The same with the 360, so they're all the same that way.
I thought the Suzuki says power steering.
Well, I take that back. By mistake, yes, I guess. But I bent away from the Suzuki because I was getting more money for my buck with the Honda.
When do you really need this? What month?
What month?
May, June?
It'd probably be the last April.
April already.
And start May. I'd start having putting together. I'd have to put the tanks on and get it set up. You know, I have to purchase stuff and.
I guess the Kawasaki, to me anyway, if it was comparable to your Honda, I'd just soon buy it in Dakota County.
Right.
And that's the idea we have.
Plus, you know, they give you service. I mean, they start behind the product. I mean, they're good people to deal with. But I think, I don't know if he wants to. I have no problem with that. You know, I always own a Kawasaki, and I never had a problem with it. And
you didn't like the Kawasaki, or you just...
No, I was just listening to a lot of comments from general population of people, and et cetera, and the luck they had with people, you know, I guess this kind of probably bent me that way. I don't know. I can't answer. I was just using a general thought of trying to make the best judgment call.
Yeah.
Just for input, like the Burlington Railroad, they won't buy anything but Honda. And they use a lot of Honda four-wheelers and stuff. And the only reason I know that is I got a couple brothers that work there. So, I myself, I've got a Honda. I like the Honda.
You like it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Tony, because this guy from Kawasaki did make the comment there was a couple of your commissioners, and I wasn't listening to that. You know, I was trying to phone in the machine itself, would it fit my preference. So it must have been, I take it, you and Tony and Bill is the two head Kawasaki's.
They're probably good as a machine, too, whatever you guys want to purchase.
But in your recommendation, I'd stay with the 650. That 650. He claimed up down the smaller one would do anything we want to do. It just wouldn't be as fast. And I said, well, that'd do the, you know, do the job. But I'm going to go.
How big a tank would you think in
the approximately 25 gallon. And I was thinking of, he asked where I was going to install a tank, and I talked about that. I'd probably install a tank in front with the sprayer out the back so I wouldn't have no rear up, you know, the situation I'm in. He said,
I got a 30 gallon, and if you put it on front, you'll wish you had the power steering. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, there again, could you put two on in front and one in the back?
Well, I'll tell you, it steers hard. In mine, I went with power steering. I mean, that's up to me. But.
Well,
especially down in the road, if you know so much, you ain't going to jerk out of your hands so bad, you know.
Well, the problem is accessibility. You know, there's just so many areas out there. It's crazy. You just can't do it.
You could probably use it during inspections, too.
Correct.
Get back into places. And,
with the new noxious weeds in the along the river, there's no accessibility at all there. I mean, it's all cropland right up to the river. And only accessibility I got now is by boat. And that is another problem that I'm managing to handle with neighboring counties of Barlow.
Versus Kawasaki and Honda, this price difference is a better deal with the Kawasaki on the 650 than the 500 Honda.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's $100 cheaper, don't it?
Yeah.
A little bigger.
Yeah. And it's a bigger machine.
Now, remember now on the Honda, is the 6900 includes the $200 for tires on the Champion. You have to add another $200. His actually ain't in that
right.
Bid. And I guess he's got that written across the bottom.
So the taxes on the tires on the Midwest is 6900, but that's with the tires.
Correct.
And so you're at 68 with $200 of the tires on it.
Correct. 68.60.
That Kawasaki is still a better deal.
Mm-hmm. I personally myself, I prefer Kawasaki, and I will recommend it for two reasons. You know, I mean, the good people deal with it. I'm not have anything against the Honda. Plus, we buy them from the county. You know, I mean.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll make a motion that buy the 2010 Kawasaki 650 Brute Force.
A second.
You want to add this trailer in there then?
Sure. We'll put the trailer in there, too.
Like the trailer, like I said, it's they're all different. I got to admit, they're all different. But this guy, and that's what a discount. This is he's got it on the lot. And so I have to make sure he's still got it. You know, I mean, that's not a guarantee, and that's discounted price because it's what he's got on the lot.
If you want me to talk to him, I'll get your second payment after July 1st. I'm sure he'll do that at Kawasaki.
Well, Kawasaki, he doesn't have, I won't have no financing. I'll have to go through the county with that.
But he'll pay half now and half after July, I'm sure.
Okay, if you could talk to him, get that, I appreciate it. Okay. You did not commit that to me.
Okay.
We have a motion on the floor, but my question is it better to hold this off to our next meeting and give you a chance to talk and work out the arrangements?
Oh, I think.
That's fine with me. I got time for that.
I'll get it done anyway.
I'll get it done.
The motion was here. Are you?
I'm going to stand with my motion.
You went through
the trailer. And I want to add the trailer. The Mark's trailer.
Okay. Rick, are you going to stay with your motion?
I'm going to stay with my motion to buy the Kawasaki Brute Force, and I want to add the trailer from Mark's trailer sales.
Okay. And the second?
I did second.
And you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to make the purchase of the four-wheel and the trailer. Got questions? Any comments on the board?
You like the Kawasaki delivery more than Honda.
Okay.
Now, on the sprayer, you're just going to pick that up yourself?
Correct. I'll probably go through FEMCO, and we got a discount there. I'll just have to get the parts, and I'll just take that out of my parts, out of my budget.
Okay.
You know, spare parts, which I'm sure will be minimal.
We're legal, Kim.
Okay.
Okay.
Questions from the public? Any question out there? Hearing none, call the roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Julie Smith. Julie here?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for inviting me back again. Last time I was here, we were talking about rolling into doing a survey to figure out how many memberships you currently have, or how many Dakota County employees would be interested in a membership. And we did get back with the results from the survey. It looks like, according to the survey, 8 people self-identified as saying they are currently members of the YMCA. And if you recall, we only need 10 memberships to call it a corporate partnership. And one of the questions that was asked is, if you were to be able to get a corporate discount, how likely would you be to join? And 16 people said, sign me up today. So you can't always count on all 16 of them, but it does look like there's a great potential to get to the 10. I did bring along a copy of our corporate wellness partnership, and Joan, I emailed it to you. I'm not sure if everybody has it, but I'll go ahead and pass it around. It kind of talks about the nuts and bolts, the most asked questions about our membership and corporate wellness partnership. Is that enough? If you didn't want to get one, let me know. For most, the very important thing for a company or a Dakota County in this instance would be the very bottom portion of the agreement. The first part talks about what the benefits are to the employee and to the county. The bottom part talks about, okay, we require a minimum of 10 memberships. We ask that we have access to your employees by way of email. Depending on who you would designate that point of contact, if it was Joan, I would email it to her, and then we would ask, could you email this out to your folks if we have a special program going on or something we wanted to let our members know about. We ask that we have contact with the employees in that way. The county would agree to maintain 10 memberships throughout the year. It's a year in agreement, and if they fell below 10 memberships, we have a 60-day grace period where we work with the county to get more information out about their corporate discount at the Y and use that 60 days to kind of bring up the membership. If at that point the membership was still below 10, then the county would then agree to pay the additional memberships to get up to 10 until you were able to get to 10 yourselves. So that's how we ensure that the 10 stays as a minimum. Agree to conduct at least 2 memberships annually, membership drives. This is something that we work with the particular company or county in this case, depending on how best we would get in contact with your employees. It depends on, you know, I know you guys have people that work in all different sections, so it may not be easy for me to come out to one central location and do a membership drive and educate your employees on what they have that they could take advantage of at the Y, but I would be willing, and I'm very flexible to work with people on what works best for the county. And then on the back side, if you ever have any health promotion events or employee benefit types of events, we just ask that we would be invited to them and be able to have a table at those events. And then we just ask that we would be able to get any new employee that try the Y card free for a week. So every new employee would have the opportunity to do it also. Does anybody have any questions about those?
Now, to do this, there's going to be a benefit to the county. If people take advantage of the wellness program and we're going to pay for it, we're going to save money on the insurance because of more healthy employees and a low-cost insurance. Is that the general principle?
Yes. I can't speak for your insurance, but I can speak for, yes, that's one of the benefits for the county would be a healthier workforce, less absenteeism, and, you know, a better morale type of thing. It's great for you to be able to say to your employees, we care enough about you that we're going to help you, you know, get healthier, that kind of thing. So,
what I'm getting at, there has to be a payback to the county. Lower premiums would be the benefit in order for us to take on such a program, correct?
When we talked with Don Farber, he said there would be some paybacks on the health side of it if we participated in, like, the screening and things like that, and did a wellness deal, which we're in. So this will just play in part with it.
The basic principle here is healthy employees don't need as much health care, medical health care, doctor's appointments, stuff like that, because they're healthier. So with that, your premiums go down, so you save your cost, right?
Yes.
I don't think the taxpayers are interested in spending more money for something that isn't going to reap a benefit somehow. So we're looking at lower health premiums because we're going to this program. Okay. Questions from the board? Any questions? Okay, what's your desire?
Well, I think it's kind of the last meeting we decided to join. Well, why, other than having Julie come back and talk to us again? Was I wrong? Am I right or wrong? Or
I'm not sure.
I think that was kind of the
general
consensus.
I think
we asked her to come back.
I guess myself, I'd like to see us do maybe a partial membership, let the employee pick up the other part. My thoughts are there that if they have to pay part of this, they get involved and stay involved, not in and then
drop out.
Okay, the minutes of the last meeting, Greg. since you're, the board wanted to do a survey and think about it, as well as ask for it, put it on the next agenda.
Okay.
So there's no vote to accept it at last
night. All right.
If it's money to be saved, there's that health insurance, you know. But something you have to look into. But again, we don't have any results for her, and we want to make her come back, which is, I think she probably will. Can we consult with Ben and see what if there's any way we can lower our premiums, the county employees participate in some of the bonus program with this?
Paying part of it, you mean?
I mean reduce the premiums of the insurance if you we participate in the wound.
I think only time will tell that.
Time will tell.
Yeah. Okay. But most companies with a wellness program, their employees miss fewer days. They're usually at work more. They feel better about themselves.
Benefit to the employees.
So, the part of participation, I think that's a good idea too. How much are you thinking there?
I thought if we paid half.
Paid half of it?
50-50.
Yeah. What do you think that will do to our participation in that program? Anybody that works here? You got an office full.
I'm already a member, so I have an office full of people, I think, who would all do it.
Do you think they'd pay?
Pay half, yeah.
You think they would?
Mm-hmm. Personal opinion, I think they would.
We have 8 participating now that pay the full amount. Mm-hmm. I would think we'd be able to get 10 fairly easy.
And what was the total on that?
For a family membership, right. The normal rate would be 62, so if you're thinking about doing half. And then for an adult membership, the normal rate would be 39.
See you tomorrow. Okay.
So if you wanted to pay half of that, then it would be less. Typically, what we've seen when companies choose to pay for a portion of a membership is that we see there's more people that stay with the Y, and also they get a jump in membership after, you know, for you guys, you have 8 already. I think that you'll see a bigger jump when, you know, if you offer to pay for a portion of it.
I would move that we would pay half of the adult rate and join the YMCA wellness program.
Well, does that cover the family too?
Are we family too on that?
I meant just a single adult rate.
Single
for
adult
for the
rate.
Employee.
For the employee.
Just for the employees.
And it was $60 for the family rate, right?
$62 for the family. So the additional, then the employee would give us, they would do an automatic withdrawal through us at the Y. You guys would never have to worry about that for the additional amount. They could just pay the Y directly for that.
You want to add to your motion?
And if we pay for the single adult and they want to add their family, what's that extra cost?
Yeah, it's just that, yeah, the difference, the $23. That's what they would have to pay.
So they'd have to kick in another 23.
Yes, yeah, if they wanted to add their family members, correct.
Plus the 30, 29 or whatever.
No.
It's 18.
Plus
they'd
the 18.
Pay half the 39 plus the difference between 39 and 62, whatever that is.
Right.
Right. Oh, okay. I am sorry. I was confused. I was thinking you wanted to pay the 39 for each adult, but you want to only pay half of that.
Pay half,
correct.
Of the right.
So they would pay half of the 39 plus the 23. 23
plus their half of 39.
Okay.
If they want to go to family.
All right.
So it's going to be 18 plus the what?
Public math.
Okay. I get you now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll second Bill's motion.
All right.
And, you know, maybe somewhere along the line, if this thing really works, that we can relook at it again and see where we're at as far as what we're paying.
Will you add to your motion and second to give the chair the authority to sign the agreement?
Yes. I'll second that.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor then. We're going to pay half of the cost for the member, the employee. Is there more to it than that? Okay. And the chair has the authority to sign. Questions?
Sorry. She's looking.
I have one question. You said if... what do you call non-participation? A person has dropped membership. Is that 1 month, 2 months without coming, and then we have to get that?
If they cancel, if they fill out a cancellation form. Now, typically, if you decide that you want to pay a portion of their membership, typically the county would, I'm guessing, want to see that they're actually using it, so that your money is not going to waste. So I would be able to provide monthly usage reports. I can say Sam Smith came to the Y 8 times last month. So a lot of times they set a cap. They need to come 8 times per month to make it worth your money.
This is a report that you would make available to Joan. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would
so
make available.
So we keep track to make sure that our people are using it.
You don't have to keep track. I would send you the report.
If we're going to pay part of the cost, we want to be sure they're using it.
Yes, yes, correct, sir. I would send her the report. It would have all the numbers for each individual.
Whether we want to use it or lose it?
Well, I think that's something. If they sign up for it and they don't use it for 3 months, what do we do?
Well, if they're still paying their dues, we're not going to lose their membership. They'll still be an active member. But if they don't pay their dues, then we're going to lose them. But if they choose to pay their dues and not go, that's
their half.
Their half.
Yeah, their half.
Yeah. Okay. If they choose to pay their half and they don't go, they're still considered a member. Right?
That is true. They are still considered a member. I would encourage you, though, to put some type of a stipulation on that part that you're giving them. You're helping them with their membership. I would require them to come a certain amount of time, but that's just my suggestion. So, you know, then you would ensure that you're getting your money's worth.
Can we do that?
Use it so many times a month or have
we're
a cancel kind of thing?
What I would care is that they use it at least once each month. If they fail to do it for 2 months in a row, we drop them. Because that's what's going to happen to us. We're going to be picking up the additional cost if we drop below the membership number. So in order to encourage them to go and use it, if they don't go for 2 months, then we stop paying our percent, our half.
Okay. Sure. Makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. Is that agreement with the first, the motion and the second?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Call roll.
Have we added anything to the motion other than paying half the cost of the adult rate and for the chairman to sign the agreement? That's what I've got the motion for.
And we added in there the participation if they don't go that...
they miss 2 consecutive months. They don't go for 2 consecutive months. We drop them. We stop paying.
Okay. McLarty?
Yes.
Muskeg?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Julie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Pat, you're on. You've got about 10 minutes, and then you've got about 10 minutes to get to your next meeting.
You better hurry. I might make it. This is in regards to the LEC expansion project. In the past, you've approved the expansion. You've approved the concept of design build. What I'm here for today is to ask for your final approval based on the numbers
to sign the contract and get started. They have a projected groundbreaking date set for April 5, so we're getting up to the wire. As Bill indicated, as soon as I leave here, I go to the council meeting for the same thing. Don't expect any roadblocks there. And we have about, according to the projections, about 155-day construction period. Substantial completion is estimated for August 6th. So we are accomplishing some of that by using light form construction. I think it's saving us money, and the money stays in the county, in town, and I think that's an advantage. If you look at the information, I have sent it down previously, and I brought you copies this evening. The total project, and on what I had sent you the first time, there is one change, but the total project is estimated, and this is a guaranteed maximum price. If something changes and it would cause the price to increase, it's not our increase. That's one of the advantages of design build. So our guaranteed maximum price would be $660,079. We have the vast majority of that on hand from the sales tax, our 12% of the jail bond issue. Depending on timing and continued income on sales tax, it's possible we might have to do a short-term note. That will not be a problem. It won't be for very long. It'll just be to kind of tide over. I see this as positive for everybody, and I'm kind of excited. I don't know if it's short. I'm kind of excited about getting it going. So what I'm asking for is your approval based on that figure to proceed.
Good question from the board.
Just want to have not a question. I just want to make a comment. I was there on the meeting of 23rd, and Russ from construction, Brown Construction, he really explained it very well in the specifics, you know. And there was few questions that the board has it, you know, and they clarify everything. So I'm very member of the committee myself. I'd like to make a motion to approve the project for the law enforcement center.
And I'll second it.
Okay, along with that, again, I think the, now, the chair have to sign that?
No, sir.
No, okay.
It'll be signed, I'll sign it.
That's fine.
With the approval and authorization from our board.
That's fine. I just wanted to be sure that when you walked out of here, if it had to have permission to the chair to sign, I wanted to get it before you left.
No, we'll be able to move on.
I didn't want you to have to come back, man.
I appreciate that.
It costs gas.
Well, not only that, but the parking ramp was full today. You know?
Okay, a motion and second on the floor to accept the bid and proceed.
What have you got on hand right now? Do you have a rough idea?
As near as I can figure right now, we have something over $500,000.
Okay.
And we should have exact numbers by the end of the week.
Okay.
And you should have, by the end of the bond, enough to pay for this.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that.
That's fine. Okay. Any other questions? Call roll.
I'm sorry, Ms. Kay?
Yes.
Grody?
Yes.
McTeer?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. It's all right, Ted. It happens to me quite frequently.
That was worried about
that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. We're going to skip down here a little bit now and present a plaque to Gene Cantrell. Rick?
Gene,
can
we have
you
Take care.
Bring your camera?
Yeah.
I know. What'd you call right up here?
Right up here. Can you sub today?
I don't have to. That's my son and my daughter and my wife.
Yeah. We got Gene's family here today, and Gene's been a member of Planning and Zoning for 28 years. And we've made a lot of strides over the years, and this year especially, we've done a lot of work and brought things forward. And I'd just like to give Gene this plaque and our appreciation for the years served, and thank you.
Thank you. It's been a real honor serving on this board, and real pleasure serving with the members we now have and the past members, and thank you to the board for this honor. Real pleasure. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Congratulations, Gene. Moving back to the agenda, next item is authorized to purchase a van for the Veterans Service Officer.
Rick, okay. The Veterans Service Officer's mileage has been running around 500 a month, and I believe that we can save some money by purchasing a van. He's used up all of his budget, I think, for this year. I think it's something that maybe we should have done a long time ago. I know that there's some months in the budget that I've noticed in the past on your budget that was 650 plus. So I would like to start to see if we can find either a used van from surplus or something that we have here that is already purchased. I know there's a corrections van. I haven't had a chance to talk to Terry Kern yet to see what how much his use is, but it would fit nicely if we could use that for the veterans. And it would take, I know it would substantially lessen our outgo on the mileage.
And it needs to be a van in order for the...
Well, he's been using his Suburban, which is not handicap accessible, but we need something that he could probably put a wheelchair into that's big enough. So, you know, we could get a minivan, or if we got this corrections van, we could maybe take a seat out and actually make it handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. That's what I have, so...
I just want to point out one thing. The Veterans Office is not over budget. It's right on budget right now. But the aid to veterans is over. In other words, their hospital care and food and rent and heating and that account is over. But his office is not.
Right, but he's his mileage budget is
way
to its end.
It's way up there. No question about that.
But I think he's... He used
106% of his mileage. His $4,000 that was for mileage on his in the general fund on that line item.
Mileage budget is over.
Yeah, line item.
Right, right.
The total operation
office
is not. Just wanted to clarify that.
And I understand. My point is, I think we can help his budget a lot by purchasing a vehicle for him to use. And if he so chooses to use his vehicle, I think we could pay his gas. You know, I know he made a mention that he needs a vehicle that can go on the roads when the weather's bad or whatever, but my theory is that appointments can be rearranged and you shouldn't be dragging people out on bad roads.
It's not an emergency.
Not, you know, unless it's an emergency or something. So
now that there are, Randy mentioned that there is used vans available on the state
government surplus.
Yeah, government surplus. That might be possible. And you're using that other van, the old corrections van, is feasible. I think there's something we need to do to bring that line item down. So, what's your desire?
You have a corrections van now that's not being used, an old van?
We use it, but I mean, we use both of them, but there's times when it's that it could be used. I'm sure Terry would probably agree with that. I can't speak for Terry, but as far as the other one, I can look on that website and do some research for UMR2 or whatever you want on them to see if we can call them back in this. I got to be out of town for class tomorrow on Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. I can check the website and see if they've got it available.
Okay. Between Randy and myself, we can do some checking and maybe even go out and get some bids on some like used vans, and then maybe report back to the board in a couple of weeks. Give us some time to get all the figures together. So if we, you know, if we went to the 22nd, that would give us enough time. Don't you think, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right with the board then? We just
table it?
Well, we need a motion to table it, right?
I think we probably need a motion to do the research and then, you know, make... I'll make a motion that we go ahead and do the research on to get a van for the veteran service officer, and Randy and I will bring that back on the 22nd.
Second.
Okay. So, but this motion is to table until 22nd. You're going to do the research, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments? Call roll.
Dick did.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muscay?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is for officials in the courthouse to provide a key for their offices in case of emergency. And this is, we talked about it the last one, in which the key would be with building and operation maintenance, building and grounds, and that Joan be provided a key to his office and to the box in which holds those keys for emergency purposes when he's not here. I think that's general what we talked about?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Joan was going to check on that, and we got where?
That has been done.
We don't need to do anything then?
Can I address the board on that subject?
Right up here.
Responsible for it, so.
Right up here.
He has to take care of it, but it was my fault. The gentleman had to take the heat for it. I went in and had the surgery, so. Usually I just give her my keys, but I was only going to be gone one day, but I forgot about the judge thing, so.
That's always what happens.
Joan has a key.
That's when I got the call.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, my mind was elsewhere, but I apologize to Joan for having to go through that. But Joan had a key, but people were getting into my office and using my tools on the weekend, so I changed the lock. Forgot to give Joan a key. So that was, she's always had a key to it, but I changed the lock and I forgot that I didn't give her one. So
the keys are accessible in your office, right?
Yeah.
For Joan.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. The keys are in the key box up there, and she has a key to it now.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
But one other thing I'd like to cover so that we got it really taken care of is, like, if Rick is out working or whatever, if the judges have trouble up there in their chambers, that they can call Joan, and Joan can go in there and take care of the turn it up or down.
I've showed her before how to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she only does it maybe once a year, but she usually calls me, and then I can walk her through it.
Right.
We don't have any problem with that at all. It was just that I forgot to give her a key.
I guess what I'm asking is just so we communicate that to the judge's office and the county attorney's office. And
I've been talking with them about it, too.
Okay.
I'm guilty about it. So they were happy with this, but I just wanted to stay and address you guys to take care of it. So.
Okay.
Not a problem. Thank
right, thanks,
you.
Rick.
Take care of them.
That's all going to be taken care of, Rick, when we get this energy that thing done.
And we'll all be happy when that happens.
I
mean, keep the county attorneys warm or cold.
Anything to keep the attorney happy.
Keep the judge happy so he doesn't have to take his robe off in the middle of the heat and deal up there.
Okay, do we need to take any action on this then?
I didn't think so. Mm-hmm.
No, okay, then we'll move on. Membership to planning and zoning. The reappointment, or what's your desire?
Has the Planning and Zoning Board acted on this?
Well,
have they made recommendations?
No, the planning. What happened the last time we did this is we took the applications and we turned them over to a selection board, which was comprised of Right. Pam Millard, Marlon Millard, and I can't remember who, there was three, wasn't there? And they went over those. I think maybe the county attorney, Ed Matney, was involved in that at that time. They made a selection. No, Bill McLarty.
I was afraid you
were going to say that. I thought it was Bill.
I was waiting. Bill McLarty.
I'm sitting here hoping you wouldn't
forget. And then they'll come back with a recommendation to us, and we appoint to the board.
Let's do it.
Would you like to serve on that?
Being as I'm kind of in between.
You'd rather not.
I'd rather not, but Tony or Bill or Dick.
You need another job, Bill.
No, that's fine. I can.
Either that or Kim. Kim could do it. She's got all kinds of time, right?
She doesn't have anything. She doesn't have anything to do, does she?
No, I don't think so. But.
Okay.
I just think it'd be, Tony will
be the board rep.
For me, working with those people and to get rid of the impartial part, I don't think it'd be wise for me to be there on that deal.
Okay. And I think we had Lux on that, too.
One of the Luxes?
Yeah. Dorothy Lux.
Oh, Dorothy.
We can look it up and find out what it was.
Okay.
Okay.
So that would be my motion, is to go back to the board and let them come with a recommendation to the county commissioners, and we'll make that appointment.
At our next meeting?
If we can get it done that fast.
Yeah.
All the applications should be in, right, Joan?
They are.
Yeah.
You got copies of them in your packet.
I think they're right here.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you want to get involved in that, two of us? What do you think?
No, I think one's enough.
No. I think with Pam and Bill, with Pam and Tony and Marlon Millard and Dorothy Lux, I think they're not good.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Go through that list again.
Tony, Marlon Millard, Dorothy Lux, and
Pam Miller.
Okay.
She thought I heard Bill, didn't
you? Yeah, I thought I heard my name. I wanted to double check that. I thought I was easing out of that. Okay, that's fine.
And who's going to arrange those gatherings so the meeting? So how are we going to get together?
Well, Joan?
I'll bet the lady to your left will help you.
Okay. At your guys' convenience, and
do you want to? Should we make those appointments on the 22nd?
I think so.
Okay. That gives us time. Money.
Did you want it to go back to the PNC board also? Or just a member of the PNC?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
We make the appointments to the PNC.
Yes.
Arnie was on that. He was on that committee last time, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
See, I didn't get involved in that either. I didn't, because I was a liaison to the board. But I think the four would be good. I think, you know, Arnie being the head of the board, I think it'd be good to just do it with the four. I think you guys can be, or those guys can be pretty objective in their selections. So
let it be written.
There's four, right?
Yep.
So it is written.
Okay. Board of Adjustments. We have one letter of interest. And that is from Mr. Reiner. We have one seat. Is that correct?
Yeah, one and a substitute.
Okay, what do you desire?
And is this the only letter that we have?
Well, I guess I'll make a recommendation that we appoint Dennis Reiner, and it be unanimous if we only have one.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded for Dennis Reiner to serve on the Board of Adjustments. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Muskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Lomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Next item is Millis Beach Railroad Crossing. a resolution by the board concerning the train blocking the entrance to Minnis Beach. What is that?
I asked that be on there because I did receive a couple phone calls here probably 10 days ago, one from Susan Church, one from the rural mail carrier that were blocked for 35 minutes. And I thought if we could, you know, we've talked about this several times, but I don't think we've ever approached this. If us as a board or Kim as our county attorney could write a letter to Burlington Northern explaining to them that these people have one way in and one way out. There is a Nebraska statute that prohibits these crossings from being blocked for more than, I think, 10 minutes, and there is a fine. And I think these people can document that. We need to pursue the fine, try to get a point across. They may not be aware that these people don't have another entrance or exit. I think just a simple letter, and maybe if it came from our county attorney, it'd have more teeth.
Okay, are you asking for the county attorney to draft such a letter?
Yes.
Bring back at the next meeting? Is that what,
yes.
Is that where we're headed?
Right, if that's... Would you be willing to do that, Kim?
Do you have a problem with that?
Do you have dates and times?
You have documented dates and times.
Yeah, it was the 25th of February, 11 o'clock in the morning. And then that other time I was in here right before Christmas when Peg was supposed to go to Fremont and she couldn't get out. And that was the same time, about 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Can you get those dates and times that they were blocked, the number of minutes they were blocked, Kim?
That's just two.
And this has been going on for a number of years.
Is this, yeah, but I want to find out, is this Burlington or is this Nebraska?
Nebraska takes over farther west.
So okay.
This is Burlington, yet.
Okay.
110 Junction. The 110 is the cutoff for the NENE.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
okay.
This is Burlington, yeah.
Huh? Well, that's what I thought, too.
I saw 77.
No, it's out farther.
Okay, well, if it is, that's fine then.
Okay. Is that enough, Kim?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now we move down to the December 14th, 2009 payroll claims to be entered into a newly created page, 368B, and to direct the county clerk to label and present the page 268. That'll become 268A.
And there's a resolution sitting before you to do that. Pass and sign.
So, for some reason, we didn't get into the minutes, so it needs to be added to the minutes. It's just a cleanup to make things correct. But we do need a motion.
I'll move.
Second it.
Do what, Dave, second?
My second.
Good.
That's to pass this resolution 10C004 before you.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion made and seconded to approve the resolution. Questions or comments? Call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muskay?
Yes.
Okay, next is to approve the payroll claims, and they've been taken care of. They've been reviewed.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll claims.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded to pay the claims. Questions, comments? Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Next item is to approve accounts payable. They've been reviewed. They were fine.
Some of
them. I'll second it.
Oh, good.
Motion made and seconded to approve payroll claims. Questions? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Tabled items none. Commissioner reports.
We met with the law enforcement center February 23rd, and you probably hear what discuss about the new project. So that's about the only thing that I have to report. So,
okay. Anybody else? Okay, I handed out the updated legislative status, where it's at. Also, the budget update, there have been some changes there. The P&Z boundary between South Sioux City in reference to the rodeo area, allowing them to extend their P&Z to 110. Can we do anything about that? What does it stand?
Early to do anything.
Pardon?
Too early.
Too early? Okay.
At the joint city-county meeting, just for information, I talked to Kent Zimmerman, and I told him what had transpired here with the what was that, Kim, that there's a law or something that says they can't do it, or we couldn't do it.
Well, I hadn't had the chance to research, and I also couldn't read the map, and they need to do a map to present to the board. So really, there's a statute that refers to 2 miles out, not knowing where the boundaries are.
Correct. And I talked to Kent Zimmerman a little bit about that, and he thought that we could do it. It was just getting everything ironed out.
Yes.
Well, we have to get the statute straight, though.
And there's an agreement between South Sioux City and Dakota City that needs to be addressed, too.
Right. Because they didn't want their boundaries to go out any, the city's boundaries to go out any further. And at that meeting the other night, there was some people there that were from that area that was going to be brought in, and they had concerns about that. That's why I talked to you and Lance about it. So.
Okay. Just for your information, I received word today that FEMA, we made an announcement in Pender today about what they're going to pay in relationship to the storm. I wasn't made privy of that information, but just to let you know that they're supposed to make an announcement today, but I don't know what it is. So as to how much money we're going to get, I was unable to get over to Pender to listen to it, so I don't know what it is.
Fred Kellogg is there, and Deanna.
Okay. So we should be finding out very soon. Okay, and next thing I think I need to bring up to you is that we need to evaluate our meeting schedule. We said we're going to meet every other week for 2 months and make the claims payable every time we met. The next meeting is the end of that period. So I think at the next meeting we need to evaluate where we're going to go with that. So I think we need to put it on the agenda and talk about it for the next meeting. If we don't do anything, I think it basically rolls back to the old system because we sit for 2 months. So, something for you to think about. Okay, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Nobody come forward then. There's no emergency business, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call roll.
Biscay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Thank you. And thank you for coming. Appreciate your time.